Good morning. It is a Tuesday morning, and that means Mike Goodwin, city editor of the Times Union, joins us. Good morning, Mike.
Hey, good morning, Dave.
Well, let's start with the Erie Canal. It looks like potential state makeover here.
Yeah, that's right. People who work and live along the Erie Canal are going to see something new next winter. They're going to use an icebreaker as well as dredging and modifications at the Vischer Ferry Dam to prevent the ice dams and frequent floods that have plagued communities along the waterway, including Schenectady's Stockade neighborhood. Seems that every couple of years, massive flooding happens in the Stockade because of the ice chunks that form and block the flow of water at the various bridges along the Mohawk. The $65 million plan to combat the ice jams is part of a $300 million five-year program to, quote-unquote, reimagine the Erie Canal that Governor Andrew Cuomo unveiled Monday. He'll tout it as part of his State of the State proposal on Wednesday. Other initiatives include wetlands restoration and efforts to improve fishing and the use of the canal for agriculture irrigation. There's also plans to develop swimming and kayak slalom courses on the canal. Also included in the overhaul is a suggestion that fees could be coming for pleasure boats, which currently use the locks for nothing.
From there to former mayor of Cohoes, Sean Morse, who's soon to be sentenced. And you've got a story about letters that were sent on his behalf to lessen that sentence.
Yeah, that's correct. Well, as you said, Sean Morse was supposed to be sentenced today, but his sentencing has been pushed back to February 5th. It'll take place in U.S. District Court in Albany next month. But word of the sentencing's rescheduling Monday came with the disclosure that former U.S. Rep. John Sweeney and a high-ranking Cohoes police official wrote letters on Morse's behalf. The letters are sure to raise eyebrows. Like Morse, Sweeney has faced allegations of domestic violence in the past, and those dubious about the willingness of the Cohoes Police Department to investigate complaints about Morse will no doubt be suspicious about Assistant Police Chief Mike Ross's support. The letters are sealed for now, but Sweeney says he wrote on Morse's behalf because he felt the ex-mayor, a longtime friend, did good things for Cohoes, and Morse echoed Sweeney's assessment and said he'd seen Morse do heroic things as a one-time city firefighter. Morse has denied engaging in domestic violence. He pleaded guilty to allegations he misused campaign funds and faces up to a year in federal prison when he goes in front of the judge.
Mike Goodwin joining us on a Tuesday. Despite being a bit under the weather, he's the city editor for the Times Union. You can read more about this story and more at timesunion.com. Hey, Mike, feel better? We'll pick up with you next week.
All right, thanks, Dave. See you next week.